Well-oiled machine. Thank you very much to Rush for another edition of Around the Town Sounds. The time is 6 o'clock in the p.m. Let me do one thing real quick. Okay, thank you. I'm feeling a little weird right now. Mascot Winning Show is going to start in a second. But I don't know what it is, so I'm just going to do something real quick. I hope you're okay with it. And that little thing is called a dance party, if that's all right with you. We're doing it. Beck, Midnight Vultures. More Mascot Winning Show after this. See, how hard was that, folks? The time is 6:04 in the p.m. You are still listening to KOOP Hornsby Austin, 91.7 on the FM dial or online worldwide at KOOP.org. This is the Mascot Wedding Show, radio's hour of unspeakable power. My name is David Hotta.
And my name is Mac Blake. This is the show where we open the phone lines to the community. Anytime you want to call in and be a part of today's conversation, please do. The phone number is 472-5667. You may also tweet at us. We are at Mascot Wedding. I got it open. You tweet it. I see it. I read it. Anything said in this show is just the opinion of the person that said it and nobody else.
Yeah, chasm time. We just heard Beck from the Midnight Vultures album. That was Sex Laws. Why did we hear that? Because I needed it.
Man, I feel like putting that album on. We just screw the rest of this show.
Yeah, there you go. We'll just mail this one in. Yeah. Get a big old envelope.
Little nicotine and gravy.
Oh, man.
Get real paid.
Get real paid.
Pressure Zone.
Yeah, Deborah.
Deborah.
Slow it down a little, Deborah.
Oh, my God,
yeah.
Deborah. What else is on that album?
What else is out on that album?
Mixed Business.
Yeah. Yeah, Mixed. Man, that...
Pound for pound.
The entire album, very good.
I think when that album came out, people were like, this is him doing, like, making fun of, like, funk. I was like, no, this is a sexy, funky album.
Yeah, exactly.
You put this album on and put a lady into your bed, take off that IKEA top sheet, turn on your Clurflog.
That's right.
That IKEA desk lamp. Put on a little Sex Laws. To see what happens.
Yeah. I think that album really was ahead of its time.
Afterwards, go out to Hardee's.
Oh, okay. Sure.
Maybe go to Arby's, get a big beef and cheddar.
Or maybe, you know what?
You want onion rings with that?
I sure do.
I don't think they have them there. I think they got curly seasoned curlies, though. You like that?
I like some seasoned curlies.
Let's get a double. One for me, one for you, so I don't have to share.
And then we'll cross arms and feed each other.
Yeah. Then back to my place. What are we watching on TV? I got Showtime on demand.
What? We gonna watch Homeland?
Mm-mm, Shameless, son.
Oh,
maybe
kicking it up.
House of Lies.
All right.
Do you like comedies that are way over the top and not that funny but super dirty?
I'll try.
House of Lies. Yeah. I do like seeing Don Cheadle. Anyway, it's a Showtime talk all of a sudden.
See his bottom?
I did see his bottom.
Yes.
That show is not great. It is not a good show.
Yeah, that's a shame. Actually, no, it's not. I don't care.
It's somewhat entertaining. See, are you a Kristen Bell fan?
I adore her.
I don't care about her at all. I don't dislike her, but yeah, I'm not going out of my way to see a show of hers or something.
Right. I would go out of my way to do a Google search, an image search of her, but that's about it. I'm certainly not sitting through season 3 of Veronica Mars. That thing was junk.
However, am I a Don Cheadle fan?
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not, David.
What?
I'm a huge Don Cheadle fan.
What did you do there?
I saw Imposter.
Wow.
That's right.
Written by Steve Martin.
Yeah, I know.
Weird. Man, what was in... Anyway, how are you, Mac Blake?
I'm good. I'm running around like a chicken with my head cut off.
No!
Oh, speaking of chickens, tonight is Co-op's Surfin' 17 A Go-Go birthday party.
Yeah.
And they got a chicken for a logo. And that is tonight at Doors of 7, Music at 8, Antone's Nightclub. Proceeds benefit Co-op, so you should go to it.
Yeah, and I'm doing a special contest. The first person to find me at the party at Antone's gets a $100 bill.
Dave, but I thought you had somewhere. I'm doing
$100 bill.
I'm doing good. How about yourself? How are you doing?
I'm a little frazzled, as you are, I'm sure. Chicken with a head cut off. But something happened on the way here. That made me smile, but also made me very, very sad.
What's that?
I was walking to a car to go, if I may name drop.
Oh my gosh, please don't.
Yeah. So I was walking through the neighborhood where I live, and this gentleman was moving out. He was carrying out a couch with his friend, And on the side of the side of his sidewalk or whatever was stuff he was throwing out. Among those things, like a desk and a washer. But another one of those things was a keg shell. And
keg shell.
Yeah, for beers.
He was just throwing it out.
Just throwing it out. And that made me feel good because I remember a time in my life when I had a keg shell on a pretty regular basis.
Really?
Yes. Because I would hang out with some very, very alcoholic friends, and we would be drinking for the weekend, and we would just...
Oh, what are you, their driver?
How's that?
Well, you're talking about blaming this all on your friends.
No. I would partake as well. I'm not guilty, or I'm not recusing myself of this.
All right. Sorry.
I was in there with everybody else. But we would start drinking on a Friday morning, and we would be like, hey, guys, it's much more economical if we just get a keg for the weekend. And we would get a keg for the weekend. And that seems crazy to me now. And that made me happy for a time gone by. But then it made me sad that I made some mistakes in my life. And like the fact that I look back on them fondly, like, yeah, I remember when we used to drink a lot of beer for no reason whatsoever. Like Saturday morning, just turn on the Game Show Network, watch a little Match Game 75, and just drink out of a keg.
Well, you're a busier guy now.
Yeah, but... That's true. Well, but that makes me even sadder. Like, if I wasn't busy, would I go back to that? Is this...
I think that's what normal people do. I think they drink.
Yeah?
I think they drink more beer.
I suppose so. So
pounding down the hard liquor.
So my schedule is the thing keeping me alive, is what you're saying?
Yeah, basically, it's... Well, I mean, that's like with the school programs, like with kids.
Mm-hmm.
This right here, this radio show, it's your midnight basketball.
It is.
It's keeping you out of trouble.
Yeah.
Because if not, you'd be hitting them streets.
Oh.
Drinking some natural light.
Yeah, there would be reports on the news about a goose monster running around rampant.
Goosing people.
That's right.
There'd be shark attacks on the rise.
It'd be Shark Night 3D. I'm sorry, what did that...
Oh, no, don't worry about it.
Okay.
I was like, I feel like I'm a little low. But then I could just turn myself up in my cans.
No, you're hot in the mix right now.
I am hot in the mix. All right.
For a Saturday.
Hey.
Shout out Saturday. Oh, man. Sorry. But I was listening to the Oldie Station the other day.
Yeah.
And on Saturday nights, they do a live show from someplace up north. I want to say Iron Cactus up north in the Arboretum area.
Sure.
And they were doing a shout out Saturday. I hadn't heard one of those since Houston. And it made me smile.
Did people call in to get shout outed or to give a shout out?
No, it was people who were there at the Iron Cactus.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, I'd like to give a shout out to my bro Steve. I'd be like, whoa, Steve's at home. Like, why didn't you invite me to the Iron Cactus?
Iron Cactus sounds like fun on a Saturday, and they're playing Casey and the Sunshine Band. That's the best. Man, I wish I was there.
Speaking of the Iron Cactus, David.
Sure.
We have a special guest.
What?
That's right. Joining us on the show today is a comedian. Let me see. What are your credits? You're a rising stand-up star. We shall say that. You're also a... Because she says no. As also a regular performer at Cold Town Theater. You can see her every Tuesday night there at 8:30 with the group Stool Pigeon, which is a hilarious show. I think David and I have both have opportunities to be guest monologists on that
That's
show.
That's right. It was a ton of fun.
Which we can explain that in a second. But ladies and gentlemen, very funny. Glad to have you. Katie Sicking is on the show today.
Hey, thank you.
How's it going?
Hey, pretty good.
You were here for our 200th show as well.
It was, yeah. It was one of the collars ends.
That's right. Forced against your will.
Yes.
How have you recovered from that day?
Well, I've talked to a lot of people about it. I haven't gotten therapy, but I'm doing okay.
Okay.
Recovered.
Well, each day's a gift.
Yeah. Do me a favor. Keep our names out of your mouth. Okay.
Yeah.
Could you do that?
I've been mentioning you by name to everyone.
You
wish you wouldn't.
Also, full disclosure: the three of us work on a comedy variety show together.
What?
Called The Hustle Show, which has got an episode coming up this Thursday at Cold Town Theater. MattScottWedding.com. If you're more interested in that.
Yeah.
That's true.
If you are.
I don't think there's a post about it there, but there soon will be. But whatever.
Yeah.
We're not here to talk about
that. These people get us.
Yeah. You get enough of us right now.
Yeah.
I like the way my voice sounds in this. It feels like I could do like a radio voice.
Why don't you try it?
Yeah, give it a shot.
Because right now you feel a little unconfident.
Well, okay. I gotta do like a fake radio ad.
Do it for the Mascot Wedding Show.
All right.
Pretend this show blasts the clothes off of ladies.
Ugh.
Hey, guys, are you, wait, not guys. It's going to be girls, right? Oh, I already messed this up. All right.
Here, I'll write it for you. First part, hey, ladies.
Hey, ladies. Are you getting bored on a Saturday night? Why don't you
check out
the Mascot Wedding Show?
Mascot Wedding.
We need more sound effects. Is there a fart button?
We'll do it. We're your human fart buttons.
Okay.
Actually, just leave a little bit of space and we'll fill it in.
I'm not going to look at it.
All right, let's start from the top. Let's do it real.
Okay, okay.
Here we go. Hit record on your tape decks right now, guys.
Yes. Okay. Or your ringtone devices. Yeah. Go ahead.
Hey, ladies.
Ladies.
Are you getting bored on Saturday nights? Hey, why don't you turn your radio to 91.7?
7, 7, 7.
Check out the Mascot Radio Show.
That's not the name. And see. Mascot Wedding Show, maybe? Not the Mascot Radio Show?
Is that what I said?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Oh, no.
It's all right. You're like one of the DJs that follows us. Mascot Wedding Hour, or whatever they call it. So, yeah. Was that a brief biography? Okay, is there anything else I forgot there?
I think that's pretty much all I do, is just that.
So Stool Pigeon, though, explain how that
works.
Oh,
I do Sarah 7. Oh, people get mad if I don't say
that. Oh, yeah, Sarah 7 is an improv troupe around town.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How does Stool Pigeon work?
It's just
folks at home.
It's just like an improv show. We do something called like the Armando format.
Folks at home, not for inside.
Like we'll have someone come up there and tell real stories from their lives, and then we'll improvise a show around those stories. That's pretty much
yeah.
in a nutshell.
And it's hilarious.
Yeah.
Oh, I thank you.
It's got a really good cast too. Nick Ramirez, Lance Gilstrap, who've been guesting the show. Cody Deering. Oh my God.
Luba Roberts.
Yeah. Courtney Jones.
Lisa Jackson.
Yeah, we can't make sure. We have to make sure we don't forget anybody.
Now we have to mention every person.
And some more. Well, if I didn't name one of those names, you were out when I saw the show. Does Michael Jastrow still do it?
Yeah, he does it every now and then.
Michael Jastrow,
yeah.
too.
Yeah, he's a good egg.
Killers. All killers. Super funny show. And that's every Tuesday night at Cool Town at 8:30 in the p.m.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yup.
That's right. Yeah, I got to do a... You need a guest monologist to sort of set up the scenes you're going to do. And I went there, and I accidentally revealed too much.
No, you didn't. Those were great stories.
Can you tell it now, or is it too much?
No, I can allude to it.
Yeah.
Let's see. I told three stories. One was about how I'm trying to lose weight, and it was about the time my lowest point in life was when I went to Sonic and I was eating fries so fast that I bit my finger.
That was like the El Wingador. I was watching that little Errol Morris did a documentary for the New York Times.
Yeah.
It was like a little mini doc. It was like 10 minutes long.
Mm-hmm.
About El Wingador,
mm-hmm.
and he was talking about the Wing Bowl and how he trained for it, which was insane. He would eat a a Tootsie Roll.
Yeah,
because here's the thing: is like you can't really chew; you got to swallow.
Mm-hmm.
So he would put Tootsie Rolls in his mouth and chew them until he got a Tootsie Roll bolus the size of a baseball, and then he would practice swallowing them.
Oh what? God, no thanks.
Yeah,
oh. No thanks.
And so he's at the Wing Bowl, and he was talking like after the Wing Bowl, he's like, I looked at my hands and. It's covered like little like chomp marks and stuff. Because he's eating so fast, he's nicking his fingers sometimes.
Wow.
Man.
You know what, though? I know that sounds gross, but the documentary, A, it wasn't that gross. B, guy's he's kind of likable.
Yeah. And it's an inspirational tale. It's sort of like you can do anything if you put your mind to it and your heart into it.
He admitted. He was like, I know I put a couple more nails in my coffin. I was like, you think?
Good for him. I'm glad. You know, I admire him more for him to be like, look, I'm going to die sooner because of this, but it means that much to me.
Was this on TV or is it?
It's on like the New York Times website.
Oh, wow. So like people from like third world countries will like watch this
and hate us more.
People from the third world countries going on NewYorkTimes.com?
Yeah. They're going to go to their internet cafes in the Sudan.
Yeah. I mean, what else are they going to read?
They're going to put on their Beats by Dre headphones.
Yeah.
And listen.
But you were saying, sorry.
Oh, right.
What are the other stories?
So there was that story, and then there was the story of the time I lost my virginity.
That's a good one.
Thank you. Well, yeah, it's a doozy. And then there was a third one that I don't remember, which I hope I don't remember, actually. Anyway. But yeah, it's very sort of, you're in the moment because you're just coming up with the stuff on the fly, and I tend to go to the darkest recesses of my mind when put on the spot, and I did. And it was fun.
Those weren't that dark. We had one guy who came on one time who told a story about killing a dog.
I know that. I can name him. Would you like?
No, okay. He should be unnamed for this. Mm-hmm. That was probably... that was pretty dark. Yours were, like, charming. It's funny, though. I feel like there's a lot of comedians who go up there and like, someone will give a topic and mm-hmm. they'll be like, oh, I can only think of terrible stories. And
yeah.
then they'll ask for another one. But usually they're, you guys had really funny stories. So.
Okay. Well, good.
I don't think there's ever, I don't feel like anyone I've ever talked to has had a story about losing their virginity that wasn't like hilarious. There's no one ever loses their virginity and everything just works perfectly. And
yeah, it's like, oh, it was the greatest night of my life. It was romantic and flawless. Yeah, and then afterwards we had steaks.
Yeah, like, and that's why I love, if you guys watch The Virgin Diaries on TLC?
No.
Oh my, I mean, you saw the trailer though,
yes,
right?
Yes, the one where the kissing peoples.
Yeah, basically the show is like a, it just follows the lives of people who are like saving themselves from marriage. Mm-hmm. Like there's like a couple who they haven't even kissed each other until like their wedding day. And when you actually watch the episode, it's so hilarious and sad.
No, it's just sad.
The guy is like, clearly, like, in the closet in denial.
Sure.
And I guess that's why he didn't want to kiss a girl. That mm-hmm. makes sense.
Mm-hmm. It makes total sense.
Yeah.
I'm on board.
But it's like, there's, like, these girls, like, saying, like, I'm a virgin. And there's another girl who says she's a born-again virgin.
Okay.
And they follow her. And it's just, like, all the other virgins just hate her.
Yeah. As well they should. She's cheating.
I'm a woke up this morning virgin.
Wait a second. So you haven't... All right.
Don't get gross, David. Is Bo Honkus on Tweets mentioned still?
That's your call.
I think we lifted him after 200th show because he sent a nice message.
I think so, too. And
So Bo Honkus 13 says, he tweets at us, that $100 bill is so mine, dude.
Okay. You're on, Bo Honkus. It is going to be fun. That's going to be great if he actually does find me. It's like, ha-ha. It like grabs me by the scruff of the neck and turns me upside down.
Can I be honest with you?
Yes, sir.
You got a lot of scruff on the back of your neck.
I do.
How did that happen?
I am part cat.
Okay.
And so my mom used to grab me and just carry me around.
A door closed on you one time and caught you in the scruff. You didn't even notice until you were like three steps away.
Yeah, exactly.
That's really gross. I'm sorry.
That is.
I don't like picturing that. In fact, it bothers me when people pick up animals by the scruff of their neck.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. It totally does.
I'm just like, nah. Like, oh, it's fine. That cat likes it.
It's what they're made for. It's like, no, I don't care.
It doesn't really, if you, I've never picked up a cat all the way, but like if you just sort of like, grab them by the, like, no one can see what I'm doing. I'm miming grabbing a cat. You like kind of just like I had a roommate who told me once, like, oh, you do that to kind of show them like who's boss.
Yeah.
And at the time I believed it. And now I'm just like, I don't know.
If I want to show them who's boss, I just put on a DVD. Right, guys? Oh. Right, guys? That was the name of a show, but it's Who's the Boss.
Who's boss?
See, here's the thing. I believe that is fine and that animals don't really mind it a lot. But it still bothers me for some reason.
Yeah, exactly.
Just because as a human, I can't ever relate to being grabbed by my skin.
Oh, yeah.
Especially like that sort of skin, but also like fatty
you
part.
You don't have to mime it.
No. It's just right here. I just make it look like a hot dog. Yeah.
They're going to turn down a request to put a webcam up during this show.
Oh, come on. We can go on Ustream. Anyway.
I had something I wanted to talk about.
Please do, yeah.
So this week, I don't know how I feel about this. It's complicated. It's a complicated issue for me. Uh-oh, David, I think it's time for another round of Comics Talk.
Uh-oh!
Scooby-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-bam-bam-bam-bam-bam. CBS News. Is that CBS News?
ABC News.
Okay. So I'm like Pyotr Jennings?
Yes, the late, great Peter Jennings. What is CBS News? Anyway.
I think CBS News is like... CBS.
Oh, get it up.
Yeah, because they're famous because you can't even hear CBS because some guy says damn at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So it's weird that...
Yeah. Well, the mix is not the best.
How did something to replace Dan Rather? Regular Karate says, the third story David told during Stool Opinion was about how he makes people's brains explode using his mind. Oh my God, you scan people, David?
I scan people. That's right. Man, I forgot all about that. Yeah, of course.
That was Lance Gilstrap tweeting at us. Also, Lean Mean says, so what happened last weekend? You promised a story. Maybe missed it in Carta House Transition.
Eh?
Did we promise a story?
We weren't here last week.
Yeah, last week we were at Geek Bowl.
Yeah.
The sketch comedy group that we were in, Stag Comedy, got paid. I don't know. I think it's okay to admit that.
Yeah.
To do some sketches at Geek Bowl because there's these like pub trivia quizzes around town called Geeks Who Drink.
Mm-hmm.
And a friend of ours recommended us to them. And so they had this giant like Super Bowl of trivia.
Right.
Geek Bowl. And we went to that and did that.
Yeah, at the Austin Music Hall, which was the biggest venue I've played.
Yeah.
And it was fun, but they weren't there to see us.
The crowd listened for about 3 minutes, and we had like a 10 or 11 minute piece. So they spent 8 minutes talking amongst themselves. But you know what? That's fine. It's not about us. It's about them.
Exactly. And it was excellent training because younger, more sort of angrier me would have visibly shown it, like my frustration. And I would have been like, you know, I would have broken character. I would have been like, hey, let's go to the barber shop or whatever. And they'd be like, hey, shut up! Shut all of you! But I didn't. I stayed in it.
Write down your names! Write them down!
I want bare bottoms. I will spank all of you.
Let's go! Bell whipping time. You take your belt off and you double it over and you start smacking it.
Yeah.
So it makes that clap sound.
Do you ever feel like you, like, when you feel like you're losing the audience, you just want to become, like, way more extreme just in the sketch?
Yes.
Or that happened to me last night. I was doing stand-up, and, like, it was at a bar, so people started, like, talking amongst themselves. Mm-hmm. And I found myself, like, just talking louder and just becoming this extreme person near the end.
Yeah.
I wasn't
extreme
breaking.
Person. You weren't like snowboarding.
Yeah. I was doing skateboard tricks actually.
Oh, cool.
Drinking Mountain Dew.
Extreme.
Yeah. Just doing kickflips.
Ooh.
No, but like, I didn't even realize I was doing it until like later. I was just like, I'm not going to do a real joke, but I'm like, what's the deal with, and like, just.
So you're like very theatrical by the end of it.
I think I might have been.
I've got a crazy cat.
Yeah.
I don't know. I definitely, I'll start going off the joke if I get a crowd to stop. It's obviously not listening to me.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be like, yeah, whatever. That's fine. So what are you about?
Oh, you do crowd work?
I, if you could call it that. I am the worst person in Austin at crowd work.
No, that's not true.
Meaning I barely ever do it. Listen to what I have to say. Are you from out of town? I don't care. Here's a hot shot. And then I give them, that's right, a doctored dose of heroin.
You know a lot about heroin these days.
I watch The Wire.
Oh, okay.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah,
it does make sense.
So I think that's the craziest story we have, Lean Bean.
Yeah, I don't know. Send me a message. I'll figure it out.
Here's something I want to know, by the way. Do people on Twitter, whose names I know, would you rather me call you by your first name or your Twitter handle? For instance, Bohonk is 13. That guy's name is Eric.
Yeah.
Would you rather me, like when someone tweets at us, like, oh, Eric says. How do you feel about this? Anybody?
I'm going to guess they're going to want to be referred to by their Twitter handle.
Maybe give them some extra pub.
But what if you're like, ooh, hi, Eric. Like that?
Yeah.
No.
I wouldn't, why would I be that way?
Oh, come on. You guys can.
I could try it.
Yeah. Do a second.
You know,
voice.
It's funny. That voice, that actually reminds me of. There's a person who works around here that kind of sounds like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I noticed that it's eerily familiar. But anyway. I would think the people on Twitter would want to be referred to by their handle because it helps them to be as stupid as they currently are. No offense to all of my friends.
I have a very dumb Twitter handle, so I cannot speak ill of anyone. Because, in fact... So my Twitter handle is Mac B Dazzler.
Uh-huh.
That's the, you know, MacBDazzler. I mean, the fact that, like, I bet if you ask 10 people, how do you spell Mac Bedazzler?
Mm-hmm.
Three might get it right.
Yeah.
Or something as I spell it. I said, get it right. They would match when I spell. So it's already kind of dumb.
Yeah.
But then no one has at Mac Blake right now. Please don't get an at Mac Blake account. I should just go ahead and register that. Yeah. As soon as I said that. So I changed it to at Mac Blake, and I had it there for 30 minutes at the most, and I was like, maybe even 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Maybe just that. And I was like, it feels weird. I had to go back to Mac Bedazzler.
Yeah. And I think we've talked about this before, but mine is at Runaway Van, but there's a moment where I thought, hey, maybe I should get, like, David Hatta or, you know, David Hatta comedy or something like that so that there's name recognition. So that would help. But people don't know how to spell my name anyway. So what does it matter?
Oh, Ms. Bean tweeted back at us. She copied our last week's tweet. And she goes, no Mascot Wedding Show today. We will return next week to complain about something dumb one of us did. I was speaking in general terms because that's all we talk about, yeah. Ms. Bean. Like, we're all always like, hey, I did some dumb this week.
Yeah, exactly. That's the show. Jeez, Ms. Bean.
I'm sorry we don't have a specific dumb story, but hopefully right now we're being dumb enough for you.
Yeah, exactly. We're filling your quota.
I don't want to... I feel like we're jumping on you now. That's not what we're trying to do. We really appreciate you listening.
Yeah, we appreciate dumb.
See, David, that's right. That's what I'm talking about. It sounds like you're being mean to her.
No. I was saying that affectionately.
Okay.
That idiot.
See, right there, David, once
what?
Again.
What's
okay.
That?
There's no fixing you.
No.
So there's a comic book came out in the 1980s, I think 1986 to be exact, called Watchmen. Yay, everybody knows it. It's like a huge popular thing. It's the Beatles of superhero comics. Whatever, who cares?
It's the Sergeant Pepper of, but better.
20 years later, it still stands today as maybe the seminal work of superhero comics.
Yeah.
As a movie made out of it, everybody should know it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Alan Moore, the writer and co-creator of Watchmen, has a contentious relationship with DC Comics.
Yes.
And in fact, when they made V for Vendetta, the movie based on another comic he wrote, he was like, don't even put my name on the movie. I don't want any part of this. Mm-hmm. Same with Watchmen. Like, he doesn't want his name out there. He's not interested in making movies. He's kind of an old crabby dude.
Yeah, he's a grump.
He's a grump who just wants to sit there and complain about stuff at this point. Mm-hmm. Granted, these are things he has written and is a creative baby, so maybe I should shut up. Anyway, so DC Comics has decided to publish prequels to Watchmen.
Right.
Watchmen, which is a complete work. There is no sequel necessary. There's no prequel necessary.
Totally self-contained.
So these are, yes, exactly.
Is it Watchmen Babies?
It's not Watchmen Babies and V for Vacation. But it is. They're Watchmen prequels. Like, there's one called Rorschach, one called Comedian, one for Night Owl, et cetera.
All of these are characters in the Watchmen series. Yes.
You may know them as Patrick Wilson.
Yes. That guy's name? And Matthew Good.
Matthew Good played Ozymandias.
That's right.
Who also has a prequel coming out.
One of the most wooden actors I've ever seen.
And so these these prequels are pretty much, in other words, these stories did not demand to be told.
Correct.
This is going to make them a lot of money, though.
Mm-hmm.
And that is why they did it.
Is it, though?
Why do you think they did it? Now we're getting into the meat of it. Because here's the thing. There's a debate, like, is this ethical to do to some guy who's like, this is not your story?
Right.
Is this shameless? I don't know. What do you think about this?
Have you
read Watchmen, David?
I have, yeah.
Katie, have you read Watchmen?
Absolutely.
Okay.
It's great. It really is as close to perfect as a comic book has gotten.
Every time I reread Watchmen, I find something new.
Yeah,
as well.
Exactly. But with that said, DC is in the business of making money. So if they think they're going to make money off of something, of course they're going to do it. You might feel a certain way about it, but they're going to do it, and you have to get used to it. That said, I don't know if there is an audience or really a market clamoring for this. Like, if it was like an all-new X-Men book or something, or an all-new Spider-Man book, it's the further adventures of something. But like you said, this is a self-contained story.
I think you can pretty much assume these are going to sell well.
Okay.
At least the first issues of it will sell well out of curiosity. I mean, because Watchmen is like an evergreen for DC.
Mm-hmm.
Part of when the contract he signed was, they're like, hey, once this book goes out of print, we will revert the rights back to you.
Hmm.
And then it never went out of print.
Okay.
And so Alan Moore is like, oh, DC just, you know, keeps his book in print to screw me over or something.
Yeah.
So he does not like DC.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got no interest in dealing with them.
Yeah. And that's the other thing, though, is that this is not going to be created by Alan Moore.
It is not. And Dave Gibbons, the guy who drew it, the co-creator of it, he's got as much say as Alan Moore has in it, has given his tacit, and I wouldn't say blessing, he's given it his somewhat approval.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was basically like, why are you disgusted by this?
Well, I mean, it's clear to me they're doing it for a cash profit.
Yep.
And like, it doesn't, I don't know. I feel like they continually ruin everything that I love for money.
But would these prequels ruin it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Would it change anything about the original comic? Because, I think you know that, let's say if, what's his name? Brian Azzarello, who's a really good writer, is going to write a story about Rorschach, and he has him hanging out with Archie or something, Riverdale. Is that going to change? Like, your actual copy of Watchmen is not going to change.
No. I mean, like, here's the thing, is I'm going to hate it, but I'm probably going to just look at it out of curiosity. Uh-huh. And then I'm just going to not be able to get that out of my mind, I guess. The same thing happened, okay, when they made the movie for Green Lantern.
Oh, that's a piece of crap.
Yeah, but at first, they like years before it actually came out, it sounded like maybe it was going to be something kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it finally came out, I was like, this looks terrible. But I went to go see it anyway. Well, I didn't go see it. I downloaded it anyway.
Hey, come on.
Well, so I can't admit to crimes on the air.
Yeah, exactly.
Whoops.
Whoops. Whoops.
That's fun.
Whoops.
No, okay. That's fine.
Fine.
I killed him. Whoops.
Whoops.
Uh-oh. Better run.
That house is burning down. What? Sorry.
Whoops.
Like there it is.
Thank the you. Idiots who ruin the world, like, uh-oh, push the bomb button. Whoop. Whoop.
Ah, tortured you in Guantanamo Bay for 20 years. Yikes.
Cuban missile crisis. Uh-oh. Whoops.
Just released a lethal virus. Uh-oh. Whoop.
We made some Watchmen prequels.
All right, it was fun.
My point is,
yes.
I saw Green Lantern and I hated it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even finish it, but... it did enough to me to like sort of ruin like, it doesn't ruin the previous, like, the actual Green Lantern comics that I read
right.
growing up, but it, in a weird way, kind of taints it. Mm-hmm. Like, it just makes it, I don't know, casts it.
Has there ever been anything, and I'm putting you on the spot here, but has there ever been anything where something came out that ruined your memory, like, completely ruined your memory of the thing before it?
The only thing that comes close was, I hated the first two movies of Harry Potter.
Okay.
And, like, I have, like, I guess a lot of people do, but I had, like, this, like, really intense relationship with Harry Potter, because I read those books in Saturday detention.
Sure,
every
wow.
Every Saturday. I was there every Saturday. So, like, the first two movies came out and sucked.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to actually go reread the books, because I was like, that's not how it happened.
Right.
That's the closest thing I could think of. Would ruin. I guess if they made like a no, I can't think of anything.
Okay.
Did that happen to you?
No, not really. I'm pretty good about letting things roll off my back. Like, I would probably say, because the reason I ask is because there's all those people who like hated the Star Wars prequel so much that they're like, George Lucas arred my childhood, that sort of thing.
Oh yeah, thank you for cooling it off with that.
Yeah.
No. That's what people say.
Yeah. And I don't care.
Well, see, here's the thing.
Yeah.
Let me ask you now, I feel like the Indiana Jones, the fourth one, that piece of crap, did that taint the first three for you?
In a way it did, and here's the way it did.
Yep.
And I'm looking at this from a consumer's point of view, where before Crystal Skull came out, I would have bought a box set of the DVDs or Blu-rays of Indiana Jones and been like, this is a perfect box set. But now, if they wanted to sell the complete Indiana Jones, I would have to either have to buy Crystal Skull, which I don't want to do, or, like, buy it and then take it out, and it's an incomplete set. And that makes me feel not cool.
Oh.
Here's the reason why I think Crystal Skull is a bad example, mm-hmm. which I knew, granted, I just gave it.
Right.
It's because that was the same guy doing it.
That's true.
And they asked, here's the thing, the creative teams I have for this are really awesome.
Okay.
Like, I mean, I'm not the biggest fan of Joseph Michael Straczynski, but he is an Oscar-nominated screenwriter.
For what?
Changeling.
Oh, is that so?
Yep.
Okay.
But he also wrote, like, Ninja Assassin. So don't get too excited.
Changeling. That is the movie that lets you know that women have it rough.
Yeah. Well, yes.
If you did not believe it before.
If you haven't done it in your head, yeah. They asked him because he created Babylon 5. And they're like, what if someone came up with Babylon 4?
Hmm.
But screw that because that's a piece of crap, I'm pretty sure. So let's say you have Harry Potter.
Yeah.
J.K. Rowling. So let's say 20 years from now, Scholastic, whoever publishes the books, is like, hey, JK, write another Harry Potter book. And no. It's like, okay, JK, you know, just write anything else. You know, come up with something Harry Potter. Like, please, 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 no. It's like, we will pay you, you know, $100 million. Like, no, she has no interest in it. Let's say that they own the rights to it.
Yeah.
And they came out with a book like, well, you know, we're going to go ahead on our own. We're going to call Harry Potter 9.
Mm-hmm.
Harry Potter 9, that seems like, what, a really bad idea, right?
Sure.
Yeah, or maybe Harry Potter, like The Adventures of His Parents. How about that?
You skipped Harry Potter 8.
Or whatever. Yeah. Sorry,
those are the movies.
Nerd moment.
The movies threw me off. I haven't read the books.
Yeah.
Let's take him out with a prequel book. J.K. Rowling has nothing to do with it, condemns it, be like, it's awful, they just want it for money. I don't think it ruins the other books at all.
Not at all, no.
And if it's going to make money for the company, I feel like that, I mean, I'd rather they pay those creative people to do their own projects.
Mm-hmm.
But are those projects going to make as much money as the Harry Potter prequel? Absolutely not.
Right.
I mean, so yeah, I think it's a dumb move. I shouldn't think they'd be doing it, but I mean, in a business sense, it makes sense.
Yeah. And also, if you are Alan Moore or J.K. Rowling in your example, the best you could hope for is for them to approach you. To give you right of first refusal, like, we're going to do this anyway. We're giving you an opportunity to be a part of it. We can go without you, but this is your chance.
Let's say the prequel book is good, though.
Ooh.
Let's say.
I mean, because here's the other thing, too. I don't think people should be afraid to do something because it's like, oh, we should never do a Watchmen book, a sequel, because that first Watchmen was so good.
Right.
It's like, I don't think you should be afraid of doing something like that. Granted, I don't think that factors in to this. I think it's just, I don't think it ruins Watchmen. I think it's a bad idea, but I understand why, and I don't think they're like, you know, I don't think they're ethically wrong in doing it.
Yeah.
What about What about for you guys when they came out with The Hobbit as a prequel to Lord of the Rings?
You're talking to the wrong guy.
Do you think that? Yeah. Do you think that ruined Lord of the Rings? I mean, because they.
What do you mean? You're talking about the movies or the books?
No, like when they went to Tolkien and they're like, "Hey, can you write a prequel?" And then Tolkien said no, and then they went ahead.
They gave it to Tom Wolfe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Totally. You know what? They're written in a real different style. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's real, just like it's like business and like news reporting, almost. But I think it was good. Yeah. At first, I was like, "No, sir."
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
Jokes.
Oh, okay.
We're talking about jokes. Hey, we should take a break.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad I'm on board then.
Before we take a break, by the way, people responded. Bleo says, call me Bleo. Skullfront says, call me Skullfront. Like my mom, Extreme Improv, that's my tweet. Oh, Skullfront, you're going crazy again. Tweet spending. Bohonk is 13, says, I hate my Twitter name. You can use my real name, but only if you're using that sexy voice. Nope. And Miss Bean eventually says, touche.
Touchy.
Touchy, UMF. Hey, you want to talk for a second?
Yeah, I sure do. I will talk about one more time. I'll talk about the Co-op Radio's birthday party going on tonight at Antone's. Doors open at 7, music at 8. It's celebrating Co-op's 17th birthday. That's right, we can drive now. So, go see that thing and say hi to your favorite Co-op personalities. Us excluded.
So you want to hit play on this because it is Western Ghost House, which it's the second one. Yeah. It's their song Branded off of their album Kaleidoscope Tower. They're an Austin group. Yay! More Mask Going Show coming up. Oh, and we are back. The Mascot Wedding Show. We just heard Western Ghost House with their song Branded off of their album Kaleidoscope Tower. Full disclosure, I work with one of those guys, Steven, and he is super cool.
Must be nice to work with creative people.
It is nice. Got some nice folks. More tweets. DigDug727 says, hey, don't slag B5 unless you've seen it. It's really well done. What does that mean?
B5?
Were you just talking about like a sequel to something?
I think so.
Does it mean with a B?
Breakfast Five?
I don't know.
I don't understand.
And then Skullfront says Harry Potter 64 Beyond the Convalescent Home Door.
That's pretty good.
B5. Dig Dug, you have to tweet back at us. Also, by the way...
Babylon 5.
Don't slag Babylon 5 unless you've seen it. It's really well done. Ooh, I still want to slag it.
It's not my cup of tea. How about that?
That's not my cup of tea. Well, thank you to Katie Sicking, who was here earlier.
Yes.
Michael Priest tweeted at us, but not our show address, so I didn't see it, but he just said, El Wingador.
He's a treat.
So anyway, I was driving... Oh, God. David, look at this.
Oh, what is going on here?
That's so annoying. Excuse me.
Oh, I'm sorry, what?
Excuse me, we're doing a show here?
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm interrupting.
No,
thanks.
Don't get on microphone.
No, please don't.
Okay.
No, put those on. Don't put those headphones on.
These feel real nice.
Please don't do that.
Hey, I'm sorry, am I interrupting things?
This is the janitor,
yeah,
David.
This is...
I was told no one be in the studio.
Well, no, we do a show every week from 6 to 7.
Hey, don't mind me. I'm just going to wipe things down.
Hard not to mind you. We're not supposed to be in here. Well, we're on the air right now.
Right, exactly.
Look, just lift up your hands. I'll just wipe the table underneath them. I'm not here.
But
look.
You're here. You're talking on mic right now.
No, I'm not here. You guys just keep doing your show. I'm going clean.
Okay, can I just...
do my job.
Can I ask how long you're going to be doing your job?
I don't know. How long does it take to clean a studio?
Probably I don't know.
About
you're...
30 minutes.
30 minutes?
That'll be in the clear spot.
Yeah.
Hey, if you have a problem, you can talk to the manager and say... Hey, I had a problem with Bethica, the
Bethica,
janitor.
Is that your name?
Yeah, that's my name.
Nice to meet you, Bethica.
Thank you.
Bethica, you don't usually come into the studio while we're cleaning.
Well, you know...
Excuse me, don't clean the studio while we're in here.
Hey, you know, maybe I'm trying to change things. Maybe I got in trouble for not doing my job, and now I'm trying to do my job.
Okay, well, maybe aside, was that the case?
That might have been the case. Perhaps my manager came to me and said, Bethica, you are literally sleeping in the janitor's closet, and we will fire you if you do not clean. And so I decided I would start cleaning.
So you went from one extreme to another. You went from not doing any work at all to doing work at the worst possible time.
Is there ever a bad time to clean? Can you lift your hands?
Yeah, please? While we're doing the show.
I've got my stuff set
can
up.
Can I be
right
honest with you, Bethica?
What? What is it?
I mean, I've seen you here from time to time, but I didn't even know that you were... I mean, it's real dirty in here.
Yeah.
Listen, I admit I slipped up. Maybe I made some mistakes. Maybe I took naps in the janitor's closet sometimes. Maybe I stole food and people thought it was the radio ghost. Ugh. And I blamed it on the ghost and I perpetuated that myth so I could still keep stealing foods.
So wait, when someone confronted you about stealing foods, you literally said it was a ghost.
It said it was the ghost haunting this radio station.
Did Kim McCarthy, the station manager, did she buy that excuse?
She didn't ask any further questions, so I can only assume that she bought my
Kim
excuse.
Is, that kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
I think she is afraid of ghosts.
Yeah, yeah. She, even though she swears up and down, she ain't afraid.
Hey, they say there's a radio ghost in here.
No,
steals food.
You say that.
Watch out for your food.
No, I think you're going to steal our food.
Yeah, and you just admitted that you made it up.
Hey, I'm just trying to do my job. If you will just turn around here, I'm just going to wipe the dirt off your shirt.
Fine.
No, don't let
go. No, it's just, I think it'll be easier this way.
There's some on your butt right here.
There's none on my butt.
I'm just going to, this is a real dirty area. I'm going to spend some time
okay,
here.
I just, I've, Bethica, so I felt you, Beth, you just took my wallet out of my back pocket.
I have to clean it. This is really dirty. All and right. I've got to.
Why are you cleaning each bill individually?
This is, you know, they say that there's trace amounts of cocaine on dollar bills. That's a study I read.
All right.
Heard about.
Okay, now I'm, look, put them back. I'm watching you. You're not tricking me.
Hey, someone's a frequent buyer.
Let's not look at my wallet.
Yeah,
someone's an enthusiast of bowling.
Okay, can you give that back?
Hey,
just can you give
this.
It back?
All right, I'm giving it back.
Can you? Thank you.
Bowling enthusiast?
Frequent bowler's card.
Look, I bowl frequently. Okay.
Okay.
Why is it a big thing?
No, it's not a big thing.
Look, just keep doing your show. I'm not even here.
All right.
I'm not here. I'm just trying to clean.
Okay.
All right. Well, I mean, I was driving. Bethica. Bethica, excuse me. Bethica.
What?
We heard you coughing.
Right into the microphone.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I guess maybe I've just gotten sick from all these cleaning chemicals. Trying to do my job. Just don't mind me. I'm going to keep on cleaning. Bethica's doing her job.
Bethica, how'd you get this job?
Well, I blackmailed my boss. I told him that I had photos. And they said that I was hired.
Hold on. Okay, first of all, do you have photos?
Well,
photos of
that's
what?
That's for me to know and you to find out.
That's a no.
Yeah, that sounds like a no.
Well, I don't know. Perhaps I do have photos lurking somewhere.
Photos of what?
Photos of the worst imaginable situation you can think of.
I don't think you have any photos, Bethica.
I could have photos. They could be on my person right now. Would you want to find out?
Look. No, no. Hey, Bethica, no. Don't.
I'm just undoing my blouse right
now. No, please don't. Put it back up. Oh,
hey, that's.
Hey.
Bethica, that's a really explicit tattoo.
Oh.
This is real life.
Whoa.
This is real life.
How
right
is a centaur
here?
Real life?
Yeah.
Hey, it is magical, and I like to think that I am part centaur, you know?
Which part?
I guess the human part.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, wait a second.
You don't have horse legs.
Yeah, and that centaur's beret is moving. That is not part of the tattoo. You might need to get that checked.
Oh, no, it's cool. That's my beetle friend.
Bethica, you are just, thank you for flicking
that's
it off.
Really great.
Bethica,
yes.
You.
Hey, would you mind just lifting up your feet here? I'm just going to get.
Well, I'm kind of right,
fine.
Kind of standing here.
Fine.
Ow!
Hey, I gotta clean.
I understand, but you don't have to turn my ankle around.
So, you guys talking about politics or what?
No, we weren't.
No, I mean...
George Bush?
No, we don't... No, Bethica, no, we don't care.
What, you don't care about politics?
Yeah, we don't care about your politics.
How do you not care
no,
about...
No, your politics, Bethica.
My politics? Well, let me tell you...
I don't,
about
we don't,
Bethica's
we're not
politics.
Going to let you tell us.
We didn't prompt you on that.
Yeah, you said, let me tell you, no.
Hey... Have
what?
You guys known that if George Bush runs again,
no,
he would probably get enough votes to win the presidency?
Right,
have you ever thought about that?
First of all, that's inaccurate. First of all, I can't imagine that's true.
Wait, she means George Bush won?
No, I mean George Bush too.
Yeah. No, he can't run again.
Yeah, he can't run again.
Term limits.
Well, we could reverse that. I read.
Bethica, there's a big pile of dust over there.
I'm getting to it. I gotta clean this area first.
It's
Look,
clean.
Let me just clean all these dials right
now. No,
don't.
No.
Let me just
don't,
clean
Bethica,
them.
Bethica, you just turned me down in the
yeah,
mix.
Yeah, and I, it's okay, see, you need to turn that back. Okay, thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, I just got to get all the dirt off, you know, just doing my job and things like that. Listen.
Bethica, please, that's the phone
button.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
The phone lines, Bethica.
Oh, am I messing up your show? I'm
yes,
sorry.
Yes, Bethica, you are.
Oh, jeez, I didn't mean to mess all that up.
No, it's fine.
Look,
just,
and now,
okay.
look, I'm
Bethica,
just trying
that's
to clean
our theme.
Up.
Bethica,
please turn that.
Look, I'm just trying to clean things.
Okay. Well, right. Okay, I understand, but we're still in the middle of a show.
Well, you know what? Maybe you're touching a bunch of germs right now. Maybe you should be thanking me. That's all.
Well, that's
a
risk we have to take, and that's fine.
Hey, you guys talking about food at all? I got this one crazy dish that I make.
What do you make?
Pretty good. It's called nachos and it was Swiss mix.
Swiss mix.
Real good. You just take a bunch of Doritos and then you sprinkle dry Swiss mix on them.
Delicious. That sounds horrible. So it's like, okay. Okay. I don't know.
Bethica, please. Please, Bethica, please.
Sorry. I guess I found the soundboard.
Get off the soundboard, Bethica.
That soundboard hasn't worked for 2 years. Well, I feel like that's something that you might have done.
No. I guarantee it. Look, if I didn't do it, then I couldn't be able to just do this.
Are you okay?
I get a little emotional.
Oh, come on, Bethica. Bethica, please. Get off that. Look.
I'm sorry.
You weren't even near the soundboard.
Why is that even on the soundboard?
I get emotional whenever I get accused of things that I don't think that I did.
Okay, look, we don't want to make you cry, okay?
Look, that was definitely the soundboard and not coming from me, all right?
You know what? I will take you for your word. I feel like you're being dishonest right now.
I'm not. I'm Scout's honor. Look, if I was being dishonest, would I have this on my butt?
Come on.
Look, it's just
Centaur crossing his fingers?
This is real life.
Okay, well, please just pull your pants up.
Bethica, don't stop touching the soundboard, Bethica.
I got to clean stuff.
No, come on. You're pressing the slide whistle.
How come you guys don't use this more often?
It's
like
not
one
us.
Of them shock jocks.
It's for Jamaican gold.
Hey, yeah. You guys want to talk about, prank calls and stuff? You guys want to call, some pizza place and then, order a pizza? That's what you guys do, right?
No, we don't do that.
Hey, are we talking about politics right now? What are you guys talking about?
No, in fact, we gotta get out of here.
Hey, yeah. Did you know about this guy named Mitt Romney?
Yeah, we know. We know about Mitt Romney.
We know all about Mitt Romney.
He's a vampire.
He's not a vampire. Okay, well, look, tell you what. Could you do me a favor, Bethica? Could you actually do me a favor?
What?
Could you go outside and get Katie and bring her back in real quick?
Oh, yeah.
We gotta get out of here.
Yeah. All right, I'll go get her.
Thank you, please.
Thank you, Bethica. Bethica, please. She just dumped over an entire bucket.
Come on. Stop reaching over.
Stop it.
I'm trying to clean.
Well, just go get Katie, please.
All right, fine.
All right, jeez. Okay, well, we should wrap up here.
Yeah, we had an entire segment that we were going to do, but can't do it anymore.
Yeah, I know. We never got around to talking about Katie. Thank you.
Katie, yes, hi.
Hey,
guys, what's up?
Are you kidding me with that?
Katie, do you have anything? I'm sorry, we have to go. Do you have anything you want to plug?
Sorry, I didn't realize. I'm doing a hashtag comedy tonight. At 10:30.
Is that your phone buzzing? Unprofessional.
Yes, I'm doing hashtag at New Movement 10:30 tonight. Okay. And then Stool Pigeons every Tuesdays at 8:30 at Cold Town Theater.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's this little show called The Hustle Show.
Heard good things.
Yeah. It's Thursday, not this Thursday.
It is this coming Thursday.
But we don't need to talk about
that. Okay, all
right,
yeah.
Because we don't want to plug it
to okay.
Thank you for coming on the show.
Yes, thank you. Yay! Katie Sidney, everybody. And we should get out of here and make way for The Clear Spot. For more information about Mascot Wedding, including archives of past shows and information about various night jobs and side gigs, you may visit mascotwedding.com. Email us, mascotwedding@gmail.com. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter, @mascotwedding. Do we have anything to go out with on Twitter?
Yeah, Kobe says Babylon 5 should have been called Melrose Space. I don't know if that's true, but it's pretty good.
Touch them all, Kobe. That was pretty great.
That's all I got. What are we going to close the show with?
We're going to close the show out with some stupid iPod. Guided by Voices put out a new album. It's called Let's Go Eat the Factory. This is Donut for a Snowman. Goodbye, Mac.
Goodbye, David. Goodbye, Katie.
Goodbye, guys.
Goodbye, Austin. Clear Spot coming up next.
Starts off the day.